BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Trump has announced plans to impose new tariffs on 8 European allies, including Germany, France and Britain, until a deal is reached over the future of Greenland. He said the 10% levy would come into force on the 1st of February. David Willis is in Washington.
The president believes the island is crucial to America's national security interests and that only the US can protect Greenland against invasion by China or Russia. Mr. Trump has now threatened tariffs of up to 25% on imports from 8 European countries until such time as a deal is reached for the complete and total purchase of Greenland. Without such a deal, the president and his allies insist the security of the US and the world is at stake.
President Macron of France called Mr. Trump's threat unacceptable. He said Europeans would not be influenced by intimidation, as Hugh Schofield reports from Paris.
If the tariffs were to be confirmed, President Macron said the Europeans would respond in a unified and coordinated manner to defend European sovereignty. France, like the other 7 nations named, has sent a small detachment of troops to Greenland in preparation for military exercises there. And President Macron said it was a question of Arctic and European security. The Danish foreign minister said he was surprised by the American threat because the planned military exercises in Greenland were precisely, he said, to increase Arctic security.
Britain's Keir Starmer said applying tariffs on allies for pursuing the NATO's collective security was completely wrong. There's been criticism from both Israel and Palestinians about the makeup of committees that the Trump administration has begun to announce to help oversee the Gaza peace process. Palestinians have highlighted the absence of Palestinian representatives. The office of the Israeli Prime Minister said one of the key boards was not coordinated with his government and ran contrary to Israeli policy. The Syrian army says it's captured the military airport in the city of Al-Tabaka, east of Aleppo, as it continues its push into territory held by the Kurdish forces. State media said the army also took over the major Freedom Dam west of Raqqa. Mehtet Zikrika reports.
Capturing these strategic sites in the north, the Syrian army has further dislodged Kurdish forces from territory over which they in effect held autonomy. For over a decade, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces have controlled swathes of the oil-rich northeast, seized during the civil war and the fight against the Islamic State group. On Friday, President Ahmed al-Shara issued a decree declaring Kurdish a national language, but his goal is to integrate the Kurdish forces into state institutions.
World News from the BBC. The European Union has signed a huge trade deal with the South American bloc, Mercosur, despite objections from several EU countries. The provisional agreement was signed in the Paraguayan capital, Asunción. It follows 25 years of negotiations and aims to create one of the world's largest free trade areas, encompassing 700 million people. The US military says it's killed an Al-Qaeda affiliate leader linked to an Islamic State attack on Americans in Syria last month. It described Bilal Hassan al-Jassim as an experienced terrorist leader who plotted attacks and was directly connected with the ISIS gunman who ambushed 2 US service members and an interpreter. The US military launched large-scale strikes in Syria in response to the December attack. Internet connectivity has been restored in Uganda, hours after President Yoweri Museveni was announced as the winner of Thursday's general election. Earlier, the Electoral Commission announced that Mr. Museveni had received 71% of the vote to secure a 7th term in office. Richard Kagoi has been following developments.
Based on the trends that we've seen in the past, it was widely expected he's going to secure the 7th term. There's been a lot of speculation in terms of succession. That was really quite a major talking point in the run-up to this election. But now that extends his rule of the East African country for more than 40 years, having come to power in 1986 in January 30th. And now he becomes amongst one of the longest-serving African leaders, actually the 3rd one.
Football and at the Men's Africa Cup of Nations, Nigeria have secured 3rd place after beating Egypt on penalties in their bronze medal playoff clash following a goalless draw. The host Morocco take on Senegal in the final on Sunday evening. BBC News.